Dr. Pinsky dictating a mount IME. It's actually a fitness for duty IME on Eric, E-R-I-C, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. Eric Cohen is a 38-year-old mount who reports he injured his left leg in the military and became disabled by them on 12-1-06. But he was medically retired in 2007 period. In March 2021, he noticed the onset of symptoms in his hips. Here he attributes his problems to walking, running up and down stairs, standing and sitting for prolonged periods of time. But as a result, he believes he injured both hips, left knee, leg, foot, and ankle. Period further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of complete left foot drop, complex regional pain syndrome, tears in his hips, and a tear of the left anterior cruciate ligament. Period. He did not undergo any surgery for any of these conditions. Period. He did get injections and pain medications from Dr. Otterbeck, O-T-T-E-R-B-E-C-K. That is ongoing. Period. New paragraph under work history, he relates that he was working at the Bureau of Prisons on 5/31/16, by which time he already had disability, period. He changed prisons from one in downtown Manhattan due to it being closed. Due to it being closed, Pretty then was assigned to a facility in Brooklyn. Pretty states he pushed himself to function for 1 or 2 years, but then had increased pain in his left leg. Period. He stated he applied for ADA accommodation that was declined, but his lieutenant, quote, gave him a break, period, end quote. In August 2019, a ping pong table fell on his foot. Period. He was out of work for 5 weeks at that time. Period. He has been on furlough from the prison in Brooklyn since 10/22/21. Period. Actually, scratch that last statement. The paragraph, the claimant provided answers to his fitness for duty that will be inserted after his present complaints. Period. According to the record supplied, he underwent MRI of the right hip on 7/6/22. Period. It revealed tear of the right superior acetabular labrum, extending anterior and posterior labrum, as well as small bilateral trochanteric bursitis. Period. He had an MRI of the left hip on 7/6/22. Period. This revealed bilateral trochanteric bursitis. Period. I have also been provided with some documentation seemingly generated from the U.S. Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, period. They have advised me that all positions at Bureau of Prison institutions are considered hazardous duty, law enforcement positions, and all employees must be able to perform the essential functions of the job, as described below, every day. Period. New paragraph. I have been provided with a fitness for duty determinations case summary form relative to his foot injury in 2022. Period. On 2/22/22, he requested the medical note from that day stating he cannot work more than 8 hours due to his foot injury. Period. He was then on LLDs from 4/28/22 to the present. Period. He had not had a prior independent medical exam, but he was hired on 5/31/16 and did not have pre-employment health screening. But he completed ICT Phase 2, that's Roman numeral 2, without an issue. Period. From the health information request response of 5/12/22, he had complex regional pain syndrome, type 1, comma, peroneal neuralgia, and left foot drop. But as of 21/21, this was likely a permanent condition, and he needed to work no more than 8 hours. Period. In paragraph, I am in receipt of a position description for that of a correctional officer, parentheses, senior officer, close parentheses, period. This verbally and by illustration conveys the 14 physical requirements of law enforcement positions in the Bureau of Prisons. Period. On 5/5/22, he was sent correspondence from the Assistant Human Resource Manager. Period. It was noted since 4/28/22 he had been on temporary job modification with no more than 8 hours of duties. Period. They requested clarifying medical information to further assess his ability to perform the essential duties. Period. He acknowledged receipt of that form on 5/10/22. As well as additional documentation on 6/27/22 and 7/19/22. Period. He had a request for medical information form completed by Dr. Otterbeck, O-T-T-E-R-B-E-C-K, on 5/12/22. His handwritten notes are difficult to decipher, but list diagnoses of left foot drop in 2006, comma, peroneal neuralgia in 2006, comma, and complex regional pain syndrome type 1 diagnosed in 2019. Period. He had undergone radiofrequency ablations, comma, medications to stabilize, comma, in consideration of peripheral nerve or spinal stimulator. Period. He had a permanent condition. Period. He was to work no more than 8 hours on a permanent basis. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical documentation perhaps supplied by Mr. Cohen is from the Spine Pain Institute of New York. Period. This shows he was seen for hip pain and foot pain. Dr. Otterbeck. On 11/14/22, with his last visit occurring on 8/25/22, Bridger is being seen for his right hip, as well as knee pain on the left. It appeared he had received physical therapy and several diagnostic studies. Period. He was given numerous diagnostic assessments, including complex regional pain syndrome of the left lower limb, comma, trochanteric bursitis of the right hip and left hip, comma, unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the right hip, comma, lesion of lateral popliteal nerve, comma, sprain of the right hip, comma, pain in the right knee, comma, left knee, comma, right hip, comma, opioid use, comma, obesity, comma, overweight, comma, and tobacco use, period. He did undergo periodic drug testing as part of his pain management program. Period. New paragraph. On the visit of 8/25/22, when he saw Dr. Otterbeck, he complained of leg pain, foot pain, and hip pain. With the last visit on 8/9/22, period. This was a fairly similar progress note to the one just described. Period. It noted left gastroc atrophy. Period. His left foot and ankle had dusky appearance with restricted range of motion. Period. Dorsiflexion was 0/5 and he had allodynia to the foot and ankle. Period. The left foot had a different temperature than the right, and it was warmed. Pretty also was using a left foot brace. Period. Going backwards in time, he saw Dr. Otterbeck on 7/14/22 when he wrote, having treated Mr. Cohn since July 2020. Period. Prior to that, he was under the care of Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, at the same institute. Period. Due to his permanent disability, including history of severed peroneal nerve with complex regional pain syndrome and recent MRI findings of right-sided labral tears in his right hip, he had some limitations upon return to work. These were specified, including no working over 8-hour shifts, comma, no climbing, comma, no running over 1 mile, comma, no standing over 2 hours, comma, avoid walking on uneven surfaces, comma, avoid repeated need for kneeling or squatting for long periods of time. Period. On 6/17/22, Dr. Otterbeck wrote, similar opinions. Period. He also wrote additional correspondence on a monthly basis, providing the same information. Period. On 2/11/19, Dr. Starkman, S-T-A-R-K-M-A-N, wrote he was a patient at New York Neurology Associates. Period. Is temporarily able to perform voluntary and or mandatory overtime on a non-consecutive basis with his personal work schedule, with no more than 2 overtimes within his work week. Period. On 1/2/19, Dr. Starkman's handwritten note. Listed a diagnosis of neuropathy, joint pain, and muscle atrophy. Period. On 12/5/18, he commented about Mr. Cohn's ability to work overtime shifts, but cannot be excessive on consecutive long back-to-back shifts. Period. On 8/16/17, another practitioner at this neurology group wrote Mr. Cohn had been a long-standing patient and was treated for various injuries he sustained. But at that point, he felt Mr. Cohn was not able to work multiple 16-hour shifts per week and would require a work schedule that will accommodate his needs. Period. New paragraph. Lastly, I am in receipt of a Veterans Benefits Administration determination of a rating decision on 6/30/22. Period is acknowledged. He served in the Marine Corps from 12/27/05 through 12/31/07 as a veteran of the Gulf War era. Period filed a new claim for benefits that was received on 3/11/22. Period 8 detailed the decisions made relative to his right hip strain with an evaluation of 10% effective 3/11/22, semicolon. Service connection for right hip strain of 0% effective 3/11/22, semicolon. Service connection for right hip strain with limitation of extension is granted with an evaluation of 0% effective 3/11/22. Period. They referenced the reasons for their decisions as enumerated on other documentations they had received. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He was obese but had a muscular physique. Period. He was wearing a left foot AFO brace and a left knee sleeve. Period. He also had Tommy John compression stockings on. Period. These were removed once gait evaluation was completed. Period. He stated, quote, they want me out, period, they don't like us at the new prison, period, end quote. He did focus on his subject complaints from the outset. Period, extremities lower. It was atrophied left calf by inspection, but no swelling or effusions, period. There were healed scars about the left lower extremity. Period, in the lateral aspect of the left knee was a longitudinal scar measuring 3.5 inches in length. Period on the upper medial aspect of the left shin was a longitudinal scar measuring 2 inches in length. Period motion of both knees was full with crepitus but no tenderness. Period motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period manual muscle testing was 0/5 for resisted left extensohalysis longus strength and 5/-5 for plantar flexor strength. Period this was otherwise 5/5. Rest of that is normal, feet and ankles normal, knee maneuvers normal, lumbar, he ambulated with a left foot drop when he was not wearing his brace, period. When wearing his brace and shoes, he slapped his left foot while walking, period. He was able to stand on his toes by putting weight on his right foot. Period, he could not stand on his left heel. Period, he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat by shifting his weight to the right lower extremity. Period, compressions. Eric Cohn has served in the military for several years, after which he has worked for the Bureau of Prisons. Period. He sustained injury to the left lower extremity, resulting in diagnosis of complex regional pain syndrome and left foot drop. Period. He's had various procedures done in an attempt to alleviate their symptoms. Period. However, he did have persistent left foot drop and weakness and left ankle dorsiflexors, for which he had been using an AFO brace. Period. Over the last few years, his treating physicians have petitioned for him to have a limited number of hours per day with no consecutive 16-hour shifts previously requested. Period. In addition to his current symptomatic complaints, he was nonspecific about limitations in activities caused by his lower extremity problems. Period. He does currently exercise his upper body 2 to 3 days per week. Period. He continues to use a left leg AFO brace and takes Belbuca twice a day on a once per month basis to treat his CRPS. Period. New paragraph. His clinical exam is described above, including atrophy of the left calf and weakness of the left extensionalis longus muscles. Period. In terms of his ability to meet all the job requirements of his position at the Federal Bureau of Prisons, I have checked off the applicable boxes on the form supplied. Period. He did complete responses to questions about his perceived fitness for duty, as noted above. Period. And that will be the end.